Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bull Barch with you. And we have a very special guest with us today. We've got Jim Vandermark with Vandermark Jewelers joining us. You know them. You love them. You hear the commercials all the time. And boy, that's a place you better make sure you get to this week if you haven't been there already. Valentine's Day, just a couple of days away. Jim, how are you, my friend?
Countdown is on. I'm very good, Andy, very good. It's a beautiful day out here. We're looking for a little snow tonight. We'll see what happens and whether we get that. But you're right, Valentine's Day is going to come whether we like it or not, and we should like it. It's a good time to get your loved one a little something special that says, thanks for being with me.
Well, what are some of the more popular items that you sell around Valentine's Day? Are there a couple different kinds of things? Does it just kind of depend on the individual? Or is this a year where there's one item that's really particularly done well than some of the others?
It's a good question. It seems like necklaces and rings a lot for Valentine's Day. You do sell more hearts than you would sell all year long because hearts don't normally, is not a large seller anymore. But for Valentine's Day, because of the heart and representation of it, we'll have a lot of guy buy a little heart necklace or something of that nature to go along and make it work. And then it's kind of a potpourri, you're right, of just if the fella's thinking, I had a fella yesterday, bought some earrings for his wife because she just got her ears pierced and someone else was buying a different piece because of birthstones for the kids. And so there are people then that buy that item that they've had in their mind. Maybe some of them who were thinking at Christmas time they would get in, but the schedule didn't allow it. And they look at this as the next giving holiday and say, oh, I should go get her something now. I didn't really do Christmas as well as I wanted to because of whatever circumstance of events. And so they're making it up at Valentine's Day.
So you get to redeem yourself 6 weeks after Christmas, right?
Pretty good roll, isn't it?
Yeah, not too shabby.
Yep, not too shabby. Exactly. You've realized it's been a cold 6 weeks, and it would have been nicer sleeping in her bedroom than your separate bedroom. And so you think, well, I'll go redeem myself. It's Valentine's Day.
I like that. It's a redeeming holiday,
right? It's a redeeming holiday.
Now, is this a week that's particularly busier for you guys than, say, the holiday season?
No. The holiday season, Christmas in itself, is the busiest season for us as far as business goes. And I think most retail jewelers could probably speak the same truth. We enjoy Valentine's Day as a little boost and have fun, and people do, but they definitely seem to get more out of the Christmas season gift of giving than they do. So Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, a little bit of Father's Day, sweetest day, but minimal. And then, of course, birthdays and anniversaries all year long. So Valentine's Day ranks in there at second or third. But the Christmas season normally has a little more boost than Valentine's.
One of the interesting things that you always bring up in our conversations, I'd like to hit on that here too, is the estate. You always tell me about the estate sales that you get, the estate cases you put together. And that's always fascinating because you get the opportunity to take a look at something that somebody else had for however many years. You can repurpose it, you can reshape it, do whatever it is you want to do with it. And it really is fascinating because people love some of the old-fashioned style of jewelry, and you have an interesting way of taking it and making it something better and, in many cases, a bit more modern.
We sure do. The estate case has been a kind of a pet project of mine that I've enjoyed all these years, and started out in my career down at Brandaugh's, and I kind of introduced a little bit more. We used to have some big estate sales where we brought in merchandise. Now this merchandise is all ours, but we buy estates for that reason, and you can buy big estates with tons of things or simple things, but one of the things the customers can be sure of, it provides good value because of the fact that the initial owner of it enjoyed it but then took the hit when they sold it, and so now the customer buying it now gets it at a greatly reduced price, which is the value portion you talk about. And then you talk about time period-wise. I've got rings and jewelry in there from the 1920s all the way to 2020s, so it's 100 years old in some cases. And every time period has a certain style and a certain design. So that helps us have some product from the 1980s or 90s that somebody might have thought, well, that's the generation I'm in and what I like. And so it is really a fun case. And you're right, a little overboard. I'll show people all the time because it's just a fun case to talk about. Certain piece that you got in. I bought some diamond inside out hoop earrings the other day in it. Now they're only probably 4 or 5 years old, but they're great value. They look good. You could find them in my new case. And in the new case, they're $2,500. And in the estate case, they're $1,300. So the value is so good on them. And then I did just put a couple vintage 100-year-old rings in the other day that we've got now, which you talk about that age. So you're right. You get me excited talking about the estate case because there's so much in there that is just cool and just fun.
And it's just different enough, too. That's what I find interesting about the estate cases that you've got. The fact that you get pieces that are unique, for sure.
Right.
But they're not totally off the wall. There's nothing wrong with that either, because some people like off the wall.
Well, and you say that, and it's funny because we get a piece and Bob and I will look at it and we'll say, oh, well, I'm not sure if that'll sell. And you refinish it and you modify, you do this, you put it in there, and somebody comes in, oh my God, that is so cool. And boom, it gets snapped right up. And you kind of look and you think, well, there's a butt for every seat, as we say. And somebody goes home with that beautiful piece. And so some pieces aren't refurbishable, and so they end up getting, you know, melted or this, but a lot of pieces haven't been worn as much, and so that's the fun part about it. So it's a great case for everything. And then I just sold an engagement ring out of there the other day. Again, the young man came in, he had $1,000 to spend, and with gold prices, the average engagement ring mounting is $1,000 to $1,500 without a diamond in it. So we were able to get him a beautiful diamond engagement ring for $1,100, I think he spent, that had big diamond in it and everything, that had a $2,300 replacement value. And so there again, value comes into play for him, that he was able to find and get more than he necessarily was going to be able to get anywhere else because of that estate capability.
We are speaking with Jim Vandermark with Vandermark Jewelers here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, doing it as a favor to a lot of you out there since Valentine's Day is a couple of days away.
Just making sure they know we got plenty of things to show them.
That's right. In case you don't want to do flowers or chocolates, jewelry is always the equalizer. There's no question about that. And what I find interesting, too, about going into the showroom, you know, you've got something for everybody in there, because I think people go in and think, oh man, jewelry, how much am I going to spend? Well, you've got something for just about every single price range.
Yep. One of the fellas yesterday was in, stopped over from the hospital that works there, and his bill was $16 and a penny with tax. So he bought a beautiful Renaissance glass pendant, which is our hand-blown glass wrapped in sterling, made down near Asheville, North Carolina, $15. And that was exactly his comment. He said, Jim, you've always got something that excites me and makes it work. Whether I'm spending $1,500 or in yesterday's case, $15, we try to get unique things and have fun. And so you're right. A lot of people think jewelry has to be expensive, and it doesn't. If it's personal and you put a little homework into it, which we help you, you can get something for every range. And jewelry's, no disrespect to flowers and candy, because you know I love Susan L's and flowers, but jewelry is there for a long time. It, you know, per se, lasts forever. It builds sentimental value. And, you know, most of the time, the trouble today is if you buy a woman chocolate, then she yells at you for getting her fat. So
that's right. Sometimes you get punched. There's an appreciation punch, though, right?
There is. Yeah. It's not a negative because she eats it all, but it's just one of those things and that you got to see. So I don't know. I a little biased, obviously, because that we do it, but sometimes jewelry is a great. It doesn't have a cord on it, as Eddie Stewart used to say, and he understands why we can sell jewelry, and getting her an iron isn't always a good idea.
Yes. Good call. Very good call on that. Well, I always find it interesting, too, when it comes to Valentine's Day. You've been in the jewelry business for how many years now?
I'm going to tell you, I started in, 2002? So it's going on 38 years this year.
Wow.
I know, I only look 39, but that's, thank you, Bull.
You saw the wheel spinning.
Yeah,
you
I did. Exactly I thought, I knew what you wanted that. To say.
Yeah. Well, what could you think of as perhaps the most unique Valentine's Day gift that you ever put together for a customer?
That's a good question. Valentine's. I'm trying to think now that we did, and it was a heart-shaped ruby, which is unusual to get rubies in. Normally they cut them in rounds or ovals or something. So we found a heart-shaped ruby for a fella and then built it with alternating birthstones around the outside of the frame with the heart-shaped ruby in it. And it was one of those pieces I wasn't sure about when he wanted to design it to begin with, because I thought, oh, that's going to be different. But it really turned out unique because the birthstones worked out well, and just a totally unique one-of-a-kind piece. That's probably the neatest piece I remember.
Can we get a peek behind the curtain as to how you guys put that together? Did you guys have to send that out and have someone else construct that, or did you guys do that in-house?
So Bob does most all the setting here in-house and builds everything on-premise as far as that goes. But normally, as far as casting goes, yes, we go out. We have a custom fella that does beautiful job for us. So he designed the mounting from the custom standpoint, catted it, and then printed it, grew it, and the wax and the mold, and cast the piece. And then Bob sets all the stones and gets it all set and ready to go, and we have the chain and get it ready. So. And we do quite a bit of that. There's we have a lot built, ready to go that works, and a little bit of customization. But I just texted a fellow this morning with a couple pictures. We're building some gorgeous pieces out of his wife's stones that she passed a couple years ago, and we're building some pieces for the daughters for, actually, the mom's birthday is going to be coming up, and he wanted to do something special that scattered the stones around to the kids as a sentimental piece. And so we're building 6 custom pieces for him where we're a combination of everything works. And then Bob's actually taken, in this case, the original, his original wedding band and turning it into a heart shape and then putting one of her birthstones in the middle of it. So I try to do some fun things that are unique that build big sentimental value.
Yeah, and that sounds like that certainly hit all the check marks on that list for sure.
Right, right. Something the kids will cherish as they have forever. Is a piece of mom and dad from the start of their life together that was produced these children, and a way to pass it on neat. And so I'm always impressed with, instead of leaving them in a drawer, a mom or a dad who realizes the sentiment that jewelry builds and is able to give the kids something that now they'll all have a common piece. Because we're taking, there was 5 diamonds, there's 5 pieces we're making plus the dad, and we're taking one of the diamonds out of the mom's 5 diamond wedding band. Each one's going to get one of her diamonds. So then to me, the siblings all have a tight connection too, because they all have one of those pieces of mom's diamond in the piece that they got built.
I would imagine this time of the year, you're keeping Bob pretty busy.
The shop's running pretty good. We love the fact that he's on premise and does the in-house shop. Yeah, he picked up the job box on Tuesday after the weekend and says, "What the heck is this?" And so he had to come to work again because there were another couple dozen jobs in there for him to do as far as that. And this time of year, people got sweaters on, this and this, so they're pulling sweaters off over themselves, breaking a chain and doing things. And so, and of course, the Christmas season wasn't friendly to a couple, so we were getting some ring sizings where that gold shrank and that ring's going up just a little bit in size. And so he is very busy back there, but having a good time for the most part.
Oh, of course. Every time I walk into the showroom, it seems like you guys are both having a great time there.
I always enjoy a good work environment where you can tell that the store is happy to see our customers and tries to be friendly with everybody, and hopefully the employees have a good time. But yet we get serious, make sure, you know, we value very much your personal possessions when they come into our store and with the utmost safety and protocol. But at the same time, jewelry is a fun business. It's not the dentist, it's not the doctor. And so most people don't worry about going to the jeweler. It should be fun. It should be exciting and welcoming, because there's no necessity, I guess you'd say, if you would. So I've always tried to build a store where you feel very comfortable and look forward to being a chance to stop in and see us.
And you've told the story in the past about how there was a gentleman that came into your store, and I can't remember for the life of me what he did for a living, but he told me that when he walked into your store, he said, "You know, people are always so happy to be in here. That's got to be great to work in that environment where you're working in a place where people are happy to be around you." Now, I can't for the life of me remember what this gentleman did, but I remember him saying, "I don't have that. I'm not working in that same line of work. I love coming in here."
That was old Joe Lagertieri from Murphy Brothers Body Shop. So Murphy Brothers right down the street here, and old Joe was popped in Brandaw's, and yeah, he was barking out how everybody came into our store was happy to be there, and how they came into his store and they just wrecked the car. It was rusting out, and he had to take an unhappy customer, make him happy, and how we had customers that walked in were happy, and how my job was so much easier than his. And of course, as I said, he was being facetious, but a valid point. Most of our customers are coming happy. When you came in to get your engagement ring, you're nothing but smiles. You're setting your life in action for the next phase of your life with wife and children and this and this. And so, of course, you're excited, and you're doing it voluntarily. No one held you to the point. And so you're excited about coming in and making that next step. A little bit nervous, and that's our job to kind of make you comfortable and settle you down. But it was excitement. It wasn't the going to the dentist. It wasn't you just got the car wrecked. It wasn't any bit anxiety. And it was fun. It was, gosh, I do this. And now when you come back in and buy her a gift for a special occasion, again, you're excited because it's like, oh, I'm going to get her something and hopefully she'll just love what I get her. Usually I have a pretty good track record when I go in to see Vandermark. And I know if I don't for some reason, they're always willing to exchange it or return it or refund it. So,
and that leads me to my next point here too, talking about the exchanging and the refunding. And you guys also buy things back. This kind of brings it full circle back to the estate case. You guys buy pieces because then you can do what you guys do, and you can make it not necessarily bigger, better, faster, stronger. That's not necessarily what the jewelry world is all about, but you guys can certainly do some unique things with some of the things that you buy. And I think people don't often think of a jewelry store like that. They always think of it as a place where they have to go in and buy something, but You guys oftentimes do the buying.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's the same as you just said. We upgrade, we trade in for customers, we just buy outright, and we do that all day long. And, you know, people at different points in life all the time, and they have jewelry from old relationships that they don't want. It's sitting around, and I call it negative sentiment sometimes. And so, yeah, and again, it's all how you treat people. You treat them totally with respect. The person that's selling something gets the same respect as the person who's buying something. There's no reason that we all sell things in life. The Facebook marketplaces and Craigslist of the world are some of our selling tools. There's no reason you can't go in, and you should be able to go into a local shop and sell. Obviously, there's always that question of what am I going to get, and that's it. And that's all personal between what you're expecting and what you can. And I'll sometimes go out and tell people, gosh, you should sell this way because that's how you're going to get the most money. And I want them to get the most money, explain why I can offer them what we're offering for it. And if it works for them, we do. And if it doesn't, hey, thanks for coming in. Let me take a peek at it for you.
What's the most interesting piece you have right now in the estate case?
The most interesting estate piece right now? Ooh, there's a good question, too. There is a beautiful... trying to think of which one to tell you about, because there's a really cool tennis bracelet that I've got that I bought that's just big. And so when you say interesting, it's 10 carats. So it's 40 quarter carat diamonds that is absolutely gorgeous. It's just a showstopper, and it's just a fantastically prominent piece as far as that goes. And so that to me is one of my go-to pieces all the time when I get ready to do the estate. And then there's a couple others. I got some pearls in from an estate out of Akron that she had some beautiful pearl jewelry. And there's Baroque pearls and Maubé pearls and all kinds of different pearl pieces. And I kind of like pearls sometimes. And there's a piece that's just surrounded in diamonds, just a classic diamond pearl enhancer that I think is really unique as far as that goes. And I just had a yellow diamond piece in that I just sold the other day that was also a really cool piece.
Well, before we let you go, my friend, we mentioned Valentine's Day's on Friday. You guys are open, I know, late on Thursdays. Are you guys using extended hours tonight or Friday, or for those that forget on Friday, what are the hours on Saturday?
On Saturday. So we're 9 to 5 Wednesday, 9 to 7 on Thursday, 9 to 5 on Friday, and 9 to 3 on Saturday.
Great stuff.
We'll be there just in case anybody needs a little Valentine's gift. We're glad to oblige.
All righty. Well, Jim, as always, this is a pleasure, my friend. Always a jewelry education. Always enjoy the conversation. And we certainly hope that folks will make their way out there the next couple days.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Andy. My best to you in the afternoon. And have a good day on the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Again, that's Jim Vandenbark, Vandenbark Jewelers. They're on Broad Street here in Elyria. You know where they're at, a trusted name in jewelry. And if you stop by, you will see why. They're right across from the hospital. All right, let's step aside and take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.